Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Kuf Dalid in Meseches Psachim. It is the 427th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to pick up the appropriate girsa of Havdalah. Then our daf will discuss what happens when, what is the appropriate girsa of when one makes Havdalah from Yom Tov after Shabbos. The Gemara then will go back to the idea that there seem to be some who held that the minimal amount of Havdalahs that should be mentioned in Havdalah is 3, and the maximum 7. And the Gemara will quote other traditions in regards to what the appropriate girsa of Havdalah is. The Gemara then will quote the opinion of Shua ben Levi that says that you need a reference of Havdalah, things that are different that we say in the bracha of Havdalah, particularly those things that are found in the Torah, those distinctions that are found in the Torah. The Gemara on the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amid Aleph will discuss the appropriate girsa of conclusion of Havdalah. That will be a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara in Amud Beis will discuss the different traditions of different Amorayim for the girsa of Havdalah. That will take us to the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amid Beis, which will get us involved with the rules of bracha hasmucha. Let's pick up three lines from the top on Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. Yesterday's daf on Kuf Gimel, we had just gone through discussing that Rava's Havdalah had three parts to it, even though there seemed to have been a fourth distinction of Ben Yom HaShvili Sheshes Yimei Hamasa. The Gemara suggested, as we concluded yesterday, that there is a requirement to have another Havdalah that's Me'ein HaChasima. The concept of Me'ein HaChasima is that before we conclude the bracha, we say Baruch Atah Hashem, for example, Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol, he mentions something that is appropriate for that Chasima. That's called Me'ein HaChasima. So let's pick up three lines from the top of Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, HaMavdil Sar Shi'omer Me'ein HaChasima Samach LaChasimasa. The Mavdil is supposed to say Me'ein LaChasima, something akin to the Chasima prior to the Chasima. Upumbadisa Amri, but Pumbadisa disagrees. Me'ein Psichasan Samach LaChasimasa. Pumbadisa says that you go to the beginning. So in this case, in the Havdalah of Rava, that would be HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. The Gemara points out that's really the same thing when it comes to a regular Havdalah. My Beinayu, what is the difference between them? Because the Me'ein Psicha of Havdalah is also HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. So there would really be no difference in this case whether it be Me'ein Chasima or Me'ein Psicha. The Gemara answers, Ike Beinayu, no, the Nafkamin will be Yom Tov Shechal Yosachar Shabbos. Yom Tov that concludes after Shabbos, the Chasminon Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. Then the Chasima is not Ben Kodesh L'Chol, but Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. Madomer Me'ein Psichasan Samach L'Chasimasan. The one who says that you go back to the Psicha, Lol Boy the Memer Ben Kedusha Shabbos L'Kedushas Yom Tov Hivdalta. You would not conclude with Ben Kedusha Shabbos L'Kedushas Yom Tov Hivdalta as being the Me'ein HaChasima, because you're supposed to go back to the Psicha. However, but according to the Mandamer that says that you focus on the Chasima, so the Bracha concludes Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh, so then Samach L'Chasimasam Boi L'Meimar, Bein Kedusha Shabbos L'Kedusha Yom Tov Hivdalta, which repeats the idea of Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh, more precisely introduces the idea of Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh, and that is actually our opinion, as the Rashbam says, to stay out of Machlokis. We follow this Me'ein HaChasima, and we add from Shabbos going to Yom Tov, the Me'ein HaChasima Ben Kedushas Shabbos L'Kedushas Yom Tov Hivdalta. The Gemara continues to discuss the rule that we had learned yesterday, that when it comes to Havdalah, you shouldn't say less than 3 Havdalahs, nor more than 7. Guf Amar Rebbe Lazar Amar Rebbe Oishia, HaPoiches L'Yivches Mishalosh, you shouldn't be less than 3 Havdalahs, V'Amesif Lo Yosef Ala Sheva, and you shouldn't add more than 7. We're going to analyze this by asking a question from a Tosef in the Brachas. Meisive. Omer Havdalah is b'matzoi Shabbos u'matzoi Yom Tovim, matzoi Yom Kippur, matzoi Shabbos l'Yom Tov, matzoi Yom Tov l'chol Hashemot. Havdalah is said on Saturday night, the night of a holiday, the night of Yom Kippur, the night of matzoi Shabbos going into Yom Tov, and matzoi Yom Tov goes into Chol HaMoed. Avoloh b'matzoi Yom Tov l'Shabbos haragil. Excuse me. Avoloh b'matzoi Yom Tov l'Shabbos. But we do not say Havdalah if Yom Tov goes into Shabbos. Rashbam explains that the rationale for that is based on what we learned on yesterday's daf on Amud Aleph, and that is that Yom Tov is considered like a general, and Shabbos is considered the king. So when the general leaves, we don't walk out with the general, we entirely focus on the king. So we entirely focus on being Mekabel Shabbos. Haragel Omer Harbe, v'sheinu Ragel Omer Achas. Now the reason why we call this Tosefta is for the conclusion. And that is whoever says lots of Avdolos could say lots of, and those who are not, Ragel, could say even one. So what do we see? That even one Avdolah is acceptable, and not like Rabbi Lazar, who said that you shouldn't be mavdil less than three. Answers the Gemara, Tanoi, that's subject to Avachlokes Tanoi, Dom Rabbi Yochanan, B'non Shel Kedoshim, Omer Achas, the children of Kedoshim, they used to say one, what they referred to in Bnei Brak to this day, Ben Kachim, Bnei Kedoshim. V'nagu Aam, Loimer Shalosh. And the custom of the people was to say three. My Ninu, B'non Shel Kedoshim. We're not talking about the phenomenon today in Bnei Brak. What are we referring to? We're referring to Rabbi Nachman Bar Simoy. He was referred to as Banan Shel Kedoshim. Am I calling Banan Shel Kedoshim? Delay Stakil B'Sursa D'Zuza. It wasn't based on the fact that all of his grandfathers were world famous, but rather that he was makbid, that he wouldn't even look at a zuz, a coin. The chumrah is based on the idea of al tifnu al elilim, that one should not look at avodah zarah. However, Taisus asks in avodah zarah and daf nun amid aleph that the gemara in Shabbos kuf mem tes amid aleph is mashma that everybody agrees that's usher. It's not a midus chasidus. Tosis over there answers that if we're talking about something that's not common for people to see and you turn to look at it, that would be the Israel al tifnu al alilib. However, a coin, which it's common for it to have the face of Jefferson and Washington and so on, so in such a case, there that would be mutter, except Rav Nachman bar Simoy was machmir on himself. Shalchlei Rav Shmuel bar Idi, Chananyachi, Rav Shmuel quoted the name of his brother Chananya, Omer Achas, that he only says one Avdol Ves Hilchas HaKavaseh, and we don't follow him. We put a big period over here, and now we have a new teaching of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, HaMavdol Tzor Shiyomer, Me'ein Havdolis HaMuras Beteira. All of the Havdolis that we describe should be Havdolis that have references in the Torah. The Gemara will give us examples of this as we move along. Meisive, we have the following question. Seder Avdolos Heich Oimer, what is the order of Avdolos? Hamavdol Kol Shechot, Beinor L'chosh Meisrol, Am Ben Yomashvi Yesheshes Mi'amasa, Bein Tomei L'tor, Bein Hayam L'charova, Bein Mayim El Yodim Mayim Atachtonim, between those which are impure and those which are pure, between the sea and the land, between the upper waters and the lower waters, which we learned about last week's parsha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu separated the Tom Elyon from the Tom Tachton, Ben Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, also the difference between Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, V'choisem B'seder Bereshis, and he concludes with the words Baruch Soder Soder Bereshis, because Rashbam explains on the last narrow line, it was on Matzoy Shabbos that Kadosh Baruch Hu began to be Mesader. Presumably that means to kick into effect the process of Maase Bereishis. These are seven Avdolos. The eighth, B'yom HaShviyi Sheyseh Me'amase, is considered Me'ein HaChasima. V'achem Raimim, some say the conclusion is B'yotze Bereishis. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Omer, Chayseh Mekadesh Yisrael, Im Isa, and if we held like Rabbi Shulman Levi that it has to be something that has reference to the Torah, Ha'bein Hayam L'charav Alo K'siva Be'i Havdolo, there's no place. Torah mentions the difference between Yam and Charava. So my answer is, Samimi can remove from here Ben Yom L'Charava. Yachi, if that's so, then let's now calculate the number. Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheish Me'amase Nam Me'en Chasimu. That we mentioned, we don't count as one of the seven distinctions, because that's Me'en Chasimu. Batzer Chada V'Leka Sheva. So we don't now have seven distinctions. And this Bryce was the one that gave us the seven Havdolos. Answers the Gemara, Amri Kehadim Levim Yisraelim Trey Mili Ninu. Distinction between Kohanim and Levim is one, and between Levim and Yisraelim, that's another distinction. Ben Levim Yisraelim, Dechsev, it says in the Pasuk, Be'ezahi, Avdil Hashem, Hivdil Hashem, Eshevet Levi, Ben HaKohanim, the Pasuk in Dvarim says, Kodesh Baruch Hu separated the Shevet Levi from Klal Yisrael. So we put a period, we ran through the period, Be'ezahi, Hivdil Hashem, Eshevet HaLevi. Ben Kohanim, Levim, Dechsev, Bnei Amram, Aram Moshe, Vayevdel, Aron, Lekat, Lahakdisho, Kodesh, Kadoshim. We see that the children of Aaron were separated, that is, the Kohanim, to serve in the Kodesh Kodashim. Period. So now we've got the seven Havdolos. What type of conclusion of this Havdalah do we make? Mechtim Mechasim. What's the conclusion? Rav Amar Mekash Yisrael. Ushmuel Amar. We follow the opinion of Shmuel. Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. Layitala Abaye. Abaye was critical. Literally even means cursed. V'item Rav Yosef. Some said that Rav Yosef Ahod the Rav. They were critical of Rav's Girsa Mekadesh Yisrael. The Svar of Mekadesh Yisrael, Rashbam says, is because we're praising our Kodesh Baruch Hu that he was Mekadesh specifically in humanity, Klal Yisrael. Tadim Shmeid Rabbi Shua ben Chanina, we learned in the name of Shua ben Chanina, bottom line in Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, Kol HaChosim Mekadesh Yisrael Mavdil Mekadesh L'chol, whoever concludes the concluding bracha of both Mekadesh Yisrael and Mavdil Mekadesh L'chol, Ma'arichin Loi Yomav Ushnoisav, his years are extended, V'las Hilchasei Kavosei, and we don't paskin that way, rather we just make the bracha of Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. Tosfos Dibur Maskil V'Las Hilchos HaKavosei explains that the Gemara in Brachos mentions some opinions that say that you're Chosim B'Shtayim, but the conventional opinion is that we are not Chosim B'Shtayim. Rashbam gives another reason why we paskin that way. Let's continue on the first line on the top of Kuv Dalet Amud Beis. Ikla L'Pumpadisa. Ula went to visit Pumpadisa. Amar Le Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak. Bray, Rav Yehuda said to Rav Yitzchak his son, Zil Amti Le Kalkola de Piri. Go bring Ula a basket of fruits. V'chazi Hecha Avdol. And see how he makes Havdalah. Lo Yehazel, Rav Yitzchak himself didn't go, but Shadalei Abai. He sent Abai in his place. Ki Asa Abai, when Abai said, Amar Le Hechi Amar, they asked him, how did make Havdalah? Amar Le Baruch Hamavdol Ben Kodesh Echol. Amar Vesulai, that's all he said. So Kamei Davua. Now Rav Yitzchak went back to his father to report. So Rav Yehuda asked Rav Yitzchak, how did he make Avdol? I'm like, Dad, I have to be honest with you. I really didn't go. I sent Abaye v'Amar Li, and Abaye said, he just said, I'm Avdol Mekol Shechol. Rav Yehuda was critical of his son. Rav Ravnuse Demar, Vesaruse Demar, the pride and the haughtiness of my son, of you, Mar, Garmelei Lemar, Dolte Mishmaitzim Pumei. No longer will you have the schus that the sugya be taught in your name, but rather the sugya will be taught in the name of Abaye. I believe I heard from one of my brilliant rabbeim in Yeshivitz Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, Rabbi Bleich, that from this Gemara is mashma that the statement of Chazal in Megillah on Daf Tezvav and Chulin on Daf Kuf Dalet, Kala Oimer Dover B'Shem Amroi Mevi Geula La'olam, does not require one to quote it in the name of every person who said it over. In other words, if you heard something from Reuven who quoted it from Shimon, then all you have to do is quote it in the name of Shimon. Because otherwise, the one who had reported it to at least Rav Yehuda was Rav Yitzchak. Yet Rav Yehuda, if he would report it, would take Rav Yitzchak out and he would only say it over in the name of Abaye. Because Rav Yitzchak was told by his father that his name would not be quoted. Seems to only indicate that you only need to quote the original source. Let's continue on in the Gemara Meisive. The Gemara now asks Akasha on the position of Ula, who had made a simple bracha of Havdalah of Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol, asks the Gemara, we learn in brachas on Daf Mem Vav. Kol HaBrachas Kulam Poseach B'Baruch V'Chayse Mem Baruch. Most brachas start with a bracha and they have a concluding bracha. For example, a bracha we make of Asher Yatzar starts with a baruch, and then it concludes, Baruch Ato Hashem, Rafecho Basar Mafli La'asais. Chutz mi Birchas Mitzvah, except for Birchas Mitzvahs, u Birchas Peros, as well as a bracha on Peros, as well as u bracha Asmucha L'chaverto. For example, in Shmona Esrei, we say Ato Gibor, and we don't introduce it with a bracha, even though the first bracha of Shmona Esrei we introduce with a bracha. Why? Because all the subsequent brachas are brachos hasmucha l'chaverta. So a bracha hasmucha l'chaverta does not start with a bracha. A bracha achrona, shebe kriyashma, as well as the last bracha in kriyashma, the bracha of Gal Yisrael that we begin with Emes V'yatziv, also does not have a bracha beforehand, even though kriyashma precedes it, because it's connected to the MS of Kriyashma. So Chazal were masakin a bracha beforehand, as Rashbam explains in Dibra Maschil Ubracha. Sheesh ben Paseach, these, some of them start with a baruch, vein chosim baruch, for example, the bracha of Birchas Hanenin, Birchas HaPeros. Sheesh ben Shechosim a baruch, vein paseach, the baruch, and some that conclude, like Emes v'yatsiv, that conclude with a bracha, but don't start with a bracha. V'atov ha-meitiv, the bracha atov ha-meitiv, paseach b'baruch, ve'ein echasem b'baruch. Kasha l'ula. This becomes a question to Ula. Ula said, Baruch ha-mavdol min kol shechol, and it's not mentioned in the Gemara in brachas as one of the exceptions of not having both a bracha b'lefaneha, as well as a bracha l'faneha. Ula's teretz is fascinating. We'll violate a rule over here, and since it's so exciting, we'll continue into the next daf. We consider Havdalah like a Birchas HaMitzvah. Ask the Gemara, what way is Havdalah like a Birchas HaMitzvah? And here the Gemara says a fascinating cloud. Birchas HaMitzvah, my taima. What is the reason that Birchas HaMitzvah we look at as different and unique, that it doesn't have a bracha lefaneh as well? Mishum da hodahi. We view it as a hodah. It's a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Birchas Hodah only starts with a baruch. So too, all Berchas HaMitzvah only start with a Baruch, as well as Havdalah, which is a Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is an amazing Gemara, because the Gemara here describes a Berchas HaMitzvah as an actual Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Beis Rashi concludes Daf Kuv Dalid in Meseches Pesachim.